So the recorder is on, so let's begin with our experience Shabbat Shir. I think this is week, I'm not sure if it's 17 or something like that. We've been doing this for a long time already. It's hard to believe. God willing, Kein Yirbu, we should do many more of these Thursday night Shirim. But anyway, so tonight we wanted to speak about Malava Malka. And the reason why we wanted to talk about Malava Malka and how it's connected to what we've been doing is that we have been going over the customs and the rules and the hashkafa behind the three meals of Shabbos, and then we said if we're going to do the three meals of Shabbos, we also have to do Malava Malka, which is the sort of orphaned one, who the orphan child who is the fourth meal of Shabbos, who doesn't really make it into the count, but seemingly it is connected to the rest of the but seemingly it is connected to the rest of the meals in some way, so we'll speak about it tonight. Okay, so just one more note of Hakaras HaTov. A lot of the sources from this year come from Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz's 10-minute halacha on the topic on Wayu Torah, and so just a thank you to him for everything that he does for Klal Yisrael. Okay, so the discussion really begins with the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Tes on Mabez, and the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, it makes an important comparison for us. It makes the comparison between the meal of Friday night and the meal of Motei Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, La'olim yisader adam shulchano be'erev Shabbos. One should always make sure they have a set table on Erev Shabbos. Aval p'sheinu tzarech ela l'kazayis. Even though one only has to eat a kazayis, but you should still make sure that the table is set for a nice meal. V'amar Rabbi Chanina, La'olim yisader adam shulchano be'motzai Shabbos. Just like you have your table set on Erev Shabbos for the Friday night meal, so too should you have your table set on Motzai Shabbos after Shabbos. Aval p'sheinu tzarech ela l'kazayis. Even though you only need a kazayis. What that means is basically, just like you're obligated in the Friday night meal, so too are you obligated. We'll see exactly the nature of that obligation, but so too is it encouraged for a person to have a Friday night, a Saturday night meal, just like one is encouraged to have a Friday night meal. The Gemara continues with a few additional notes about a Malava Malka. It hasn't called this meal a Malava Malka yet. We'll see where that term comes from in just a second. But the Gemara says, Chamin b'motzei Shabbos m'lugma. For a person to have hot foods on Motzei Shabbos, that is recommended. Pas chama b'motzei Shabbos m'lugma. If you have hot bread on Motzei Shabbos, that's recommended. And maybe that's where pizza comes from on Motzei Shabbos. The Gemara is the source of having pizza on Motzei Shabbos. And the Gemara goes on in terms of other recommendations that one should have, but of different foods that one should have on Motzei Shabbos. But the point is, one should be eating, having a meal on Motzei Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, paskening like this Gemara, La'olam yisader adam shulchanah b'motzei Shabbos. One should always have their table set on Motzei Shabbos for a nice meal. So by the way, this means, just from the very nature of this obligation and from this idea of Malav Malka, it's not just you have a quick bite to eat. It's that just like you have your beautiful table set on Friday night, you should also have a beautiful table set on Motzei Shabbos for your nice meal. So even if you're going to have a pizza, whatever it's going to be, try to set the table nicely. And we'll see exactly to what extent the table has to be set, but you should try to have a nice meal. Don't just make it like a makeshift thing, you know, after the movie at like 2 o'clock in the morning, you're going to have an apple or something. Make it a very nice chashuv kind of a meal. So continues the Shulchan Aruch, why do we do this meal? Kedei lalavos es haShabbos afilo eino tzarech ela l'kazayis. The whole point of this is because we want to greet, or I guess a guide or walk out with the Shabbos. The Shabbos has just left, and since the Shabbos has just left, we want to escort the Shabbos out, escort the Shabbos queen out. So that's why we have Malav Malka, to sort of, just as we welcomed the Shabbos queen in when Shabbos began on Friday night, so too we should guide her out as she leaves on Motzei Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berura on this Shulchan Aruch, a few important ideas. Number one, what is really the nature of this escorting the queen out? Says the Mishnah Berurah very simply, just like we have the obligation, it falls under the category of kavod Shabbos, of honoring Shabbos, we have the obligation to welcome in the Shabbos queen, so too we have the obligation to honor the Shabbos queen as she leaves. Why? Where does this come from? Just like you, if you had royalty in your home, if you had a king or a queen or some royalty, or you forget about royalty, you had a guest in your house for Shabbos, or you had a guest in your house any day of the week. What do? They come in. Oh, it's so nice to see you. Come, sit down, enjoy the food. Oh, you're about to leave. Come, let me walk you out. Let me guide you out. Let me escort you out. The same idea should minimally be applied to Shabbos. Just like you would greet and escort your guest out, so too when it comes to Shabbos, you should greet Shabbos on Friday night, and you should escort it out on Motzei Shabbos. A few other interesting ideas that the Mishnah Berurah brings up. So number one is, this is where it begins to get a little Kabbalistic. The Amru HaKadmonim, the earlier rabbis stated, the Eiver echad yish ba'adam, that there is a limb in all people, v'neskoi shemo, and this is its name, v'zeh ha'iver nishar kayam bekever ad eis hatzachiyah, and this limb in our body is the limb that will be lasting in our body by the time of the redemption. So in other words, once the tzachiyas ha'meisim comes, once the time of the resurrection of the dead comes, there's a certain limb that's going to be the one that's going to be involved in our recitation or resuscitation or involved in us being, I guess, put back together or whatever that means. Va'afilu achar shenirkavu bo kol ha'atzamos, even after all your limbs are sort of, you know, all kaput, this limb will still be there. V'zeh ha'iver eino nehaneh mishum achila, and this specific limb, it does not benefit from any eating. So you can eat as much as you want, you can eat as little as you want, it will not impact this limb at all. Ki ela, except for one meal of the week, misu'udas malav malka, the malav malka meal, the food that we eat on Motzei Shabbos, this is what give sustenance to this limb that's supposed to be guiding us in the resurrection of the dead. So God willing, when the time comes, when Mashiach comes and the Tchias Amazim comes, if you want to come back from after having passed away at 120, if you want to be able to come back, well, you need to make sure that you sustain this limb. How do you sustain this limb? You have to make sure you eat Malav Malka. Vida, says the Mishnah Berurah, you should know. To mikol makom suda zu ina chova alav kimo hagimol sudos. Just based on what we just said, you would think that, wow, so what's more important, the three meals of Shabbos or Malav Malka? Well, three meals of Shabbos, as nice as they are and as important as they are, well, they don't sustain any of the limbs that will help us in Tchias HaMesim, but says the Mishnah Berurah, no, as nice as that is, the Kabbalists can enjoy such an idea, whatever, we don't know what that means. Ultimately, what's more important, the Malav Malka or the three meals of Shabbos? Three meals of Shabbos are the most important. Malav Malka comes second to those, but still, it is important. Why is it less important? Because we know, as we've explained over the past several weeks, that the meals of Shabbos can be supported in the Torah by a pasuk, right? Indeed, we quoted the Levush last week, who said that the three meals of Shabbos are de'oraisa, they are a Torah law. We, for the most part, assume they're rabbinic, but some people assume that they're even a Torah law. Malav Malka is just an extra mitzvah. It's a nice thing to do, it's an important thing to do, it's even maybe on some level an obligation, but it's certainly not at the level of the three meals of Shabbos. We should just try to do it as well. We should have four meals of Shabbos, the three meals of Shabbos, and the fourth meal, Malav Malka, after Shabbos. Now, how seriously should we then be taking this Malav Malka? We were just told that the three meals, hello, Carol's cat, the three meals of Shabbos were more important than the Malav Malka, and we even spoke about it last week, that Shalosh Shudas itself seems to be so unimportant in so many of our eyes, and not our eyes, but in society's eyes. Shalosh Shudas is always like that extra meal that we sort of throw away. So then how should we view Malav Malka? If it's less than the three meals, even less than Shalosh Shudas, how should we be looking at this meal? So the Rav Sternbach in his Sefer Shuvas V'Hanhagos, he quotes the idea of how serious some of the earlier rabbis took the notion of Malav Malka. The Hagraz that saw the Vilna Gaon hichmir me'od besudas Malav Malka. He was so careful in having Malav Malka. That is, even if you finish Shabbos at 5 o'clock, or you finish Shabbos at 10 o'clock, whatever the season is, he was always careful to have Malav Malka. Even when he was like sick to his stomach, he couldn't eat anything else. Still, he would force himself to eat bread, against his will, Imlo ala Amora Shachar. As long as he ate before Amora Shachar, before the morning, on Sunday morning, he'd be happy, but he would make sure that he would eat some piece of bread, because of how much he valued it. Ukeshabat hamido hagrach mivelajin, and when Rav Chaim of Velajin, Zatzal came, va'amar she'eno bari, he said, I'm not feeling so well. V'yatza sudas malav malka be'ugas devash, and he said, I'm not feeling so well, so I'm just going to have a little honey cookie, and that'll be it, or a little honey cake, and that's going to be all. Tziva lo miyad lekayim ha'mitzvah kehilcha sabepas. The Gra got so mad at his Talmud, at one of his main Talmidim, the Rav Chaim Velajin, he got so mad at him, so he said, I don't care how sick you are, you better eat some bread right now, because this is the Malav Malka. V'shamano sherabino hachazonish, and the Chazonish, of course, one of the more contemporary of all these Rabbeim, he said, Amar pa'am, mi she'ino ochel kezayas pas b'motzei Shabbos, yischarit be'alma dekashut. Says the Chazonish, an unbelievable idea, the Chazonish was not a chassid, he was not known for his Kabbalistic insights, but he said, someone who does not eat at least an olive's volume of bread after Shabbos, they're going to regret it in the world to come. what will be the regret? What are we going to be suffering from? We don't know. But if the Chazon Ish says something like that, then you better really start to rethink your priorities if you're not doing Malava Malka already. Fine. So how do we do it? What should the Malava Malka look like? So we said previously that it's just like the Gemara says, we have to set the table on Friday night. We should also be setting the table on Motzei Shabbos. So that seems to set the bar pretty high. Most of us hopefully have nice meals on Friday night. So that means our meal has to be nicely made and nicely set up on Motzei Shabbos, says the Mishnah Brura. Mitam zeh, yesh nohagim harbos nei roast in Motzei Shabbos. There are many people who have the custom not just to have a slice of pizza, but they have lots of candles at their table. They make a nice table. They have lots of candles. I guess just like we have candles on Friday night, so too we should have candles on Motzei Shabbos as well. Yoter mimeachol, more candles than we normally have during the week. So what's that about? Well, we know that in the times of before our times, there was not electricity, so they always used to have candles if they were going to be having a late night meal. So they would always have candles during the week. So for Malav Malki, you should have a few extra candles. So what does that mean? Well, we don't need candles because we have our beautiful lights, thank God. So the idea is that you should light a candle, light two candles, just to show that you want to have something extra. And the Mishnah Berurah adds that there's a custom to also sing songs, have zmiros. It's a beautiful time. This should not be just a meal, a hit-and-run meal, where you're just eating for the sake of eating, or you're just having that slice of pizza for the sake of having a slice of pizza. You should sit down, you should relax, light a few candles if you can, sing a few songs if you can, take in the true meaning of this meal, because it is such an important meal. Again, if we have to rank things, it's not as important. Perhaps it's the three meals of Shabbos, but just because it's not as important as these three important meals doesn't mean that it's not important in its own right, so we should be trying to do this as best as we can. What about what exactly we should eat and when exactly we should eat? So I'm just going to do this outside. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you think about Malav Malka, how have we been describing it thus far? We've described Malav Malka as something that needs to be our expression of escorting the Shabbos queen out. So when do you escort the Shabbos queen out? Well, when do you escort your guest out? Do you escort your guest out when they're leaving, or do you escort your guest out 5 hours after they leave, right? So if you're viewing Malav Malka as escorting the guest out, that means Malav Malka should be as close to Shabbos as possible. Shabbos ends at 8 o'clock, so that means Malav Malka should be 8:30. You have your movie and that starts at 9, and then you're not going to get pizza until 1 a.m. Okay, so listen, it is what it is, but at the end of the day, ideally a person should be having Malav Malka early because it's representative of escorting Shabbos out, and you don't escort Shabbos out at 1 a.m. You escort Shabbos out when Shabbos is actually over or around that time. In terms of what should be eaten, so it's similar to how we describe shalashudas, although this is you can get away with more here than with shalashudas, right? We explain shalashudas by saying that ideally one should have a meal with 2 loaves of bread, and they should eat something significant, something substantial, like it's actually one of the meals of the day. So when it comes to Malav Malka, and again, going back, with shalashudas, we said if you really need to, I guess you can be yotze with a piece of fruit or a cookie or something, but that's not the ideal. With Malav Malka, all that is true as well. You can fulfill your obligation with a piece of fruit or with a cookie or something. You could use these things, but again, that seems to be bidyevet. That seems to be the not ideal. The absolute ideal is to be washing over bread. You don't need to have 2 loaves of bread. This is not Shabbos, but you should be washing over, have a bagel, have a slice of pizza, have something to signify that you're having a real meal once Shabbos is over. Now, the question that everyone's been wondering, are women obligated in this? So we were pretty harif last week when we spoke about shalashudas, that there are some women who think they're not obligated on shalashudas, but we explained that, of course, women are obligated in shalashudas. There seems to be a bit of a machlokus regarding women's involvement in Malav Malka, if they are obligated or not. Nonetheless, the Prima Gadim does rule that women are obligated, and I believe this seems to be the ideal, that just like men are going to have their nice slice of pizza on Motzei Shabbos, so too the women should have their nice slice of pizza on Motzei Shabbos, because again, everyone is escorting Shabbos out. It's not just the men that are escorting Shabbos out, also the women. So if the men are doing it and the women are doing it, then everyone should be having this meal to say goodbye to Shabbos. I'm very excited because we are actually going to finish very close to the 15 minutes. I just want to conclude with one final idea, and that is the idea that can be found and the Panini Halacha by Rabbi Eliezer Melamed in terms of framing exactly how we should be moving forward with Malav Malka. How do we understand it and its purpose and its function in our lives? So it's pretty simple. He says it in a way that sort of sums it all up, but we probably could have surmised this ourselves. But let's see what he writes, and then we'll conclude. He says, on Shabbat, we are blessed with additional holiness in all areas of life, material and spiritual, as expressed through prayer and meals. Our goal is to extend the light of Shabbat to the weekdays. Arizal explains that by saying Vihinom, right, that's the prayer that we say at the end of Maariv, right before Aleinu, on Saturday night, we extend the additional spiritual holiness of Shabbat to the weekdays and ask that God's grace rest upon all our endeavors. Through Malav Malka, we extend the light of holiness to our eating all week. So essentially what Rav Melamed says over here is that it's a very simple equation. We've been going on and on about how the Kedusha, the holiness of the meals is such that we should be enjoying ourselves and taking in these spiritual moments of eating because God has commanded us to. And we said last week how Shal Shudas is really incredible because it shows that we're eating specifically because God told us to, because most people don't eat at Shal Shudas time during the week. And so we're doing it because God told us to. And then we even spoke last week about the notion of extending Shabbos a little bit with Shal Shudas and letting it go a little bit longer. And now, says Rabbi Melamed, when it comes to Malav Malka, that's the next step of all of this. You have the three meals of Shabbos. They're amazing, they're beautiful, and they show, as we spoke about last week, the progression. Friday night to Shabbos day to Shal Shudas, that's your highest level, that's your peak, and now all of a sudden you go down a very steep slope. So what are you supposed to do now? Now you have Malav Malka. Malav Malka helps you sort of bring all of the holiness, all of the beauty that you experienced over Shabbos in terms of eating your meals, to all the meals that you're going to now have throughout the week, to all of the non-holy things that you'll be involved in throughout the week, which is inevitable. That's why we have Sunday through Friday. That's for the non-holy matters of our life. And so you can bring the holiness of Shabbos to those things by properly escorting Shabbos out, by having this beautiful meal, and by saying that I'm going to sit steeped in Saturday night, which is not Shabbos anymore, but I'm going to internalize this Kedusha, and by doing that, you'll be able to bring the Kedusha throughout the rest of the week. So there's not much more else to say. It's really just as simple as that. If you believe that Shabbos is meant to be a time of holiness, then clearly Saturday night to have Malal Malka is a no-brainer, because it allows you to bring the holiness of Shabbos throughout the rest of the week. With that, we should all be blessed that, God willing, this week we should have a beautiful Malal Malka. Shabbos is starting to end a little bit earlier now, so to have Malav Malka at 9:30 or something is not the craziest thing. So everyone should try to do at least something, at least this week, just in honor of this year. And by doing so, God willing, we'll be able to bring the Kedusha. It's not just a regular Shabbos this week. This is the last Shabbos of 5780. God willing, we should be zocha to have a Malav Malka this week, and through the Malav Malka, bring the holiness not just of this Shabbos, but for all of the Shabboses of this unbelievable year. We should be zocha to bring the holiness of all these Shabboses with us into 5781. Everyone should have a great night and a beautiful Shabbos.